Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and exploration. Join me, your host, Sam Harris, as I discover how mindset can help you do incredible things through my conversations with the world's most interesting people, from tech billionaires to leading scientists, best-selling authors to notorious hackers. The goal is to increase our collective wisdom and attitudes to make us all happier and healthier, wiser and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Hello and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. Today we have me on the show and I'm in Google Podcasting Studio in the Google Campus London. So thank you to them for providing the space. Sadly, my guest, who is an Olympic athlete and gold medal winner and Sir Knight of Britain, Ben Hunt Davis, is at home looking after his wife and can't come and be interviewed today with me in the studio. So it's just me being creative with my time. And today I want to talk to you about time, because I have been thinking a lot about life and enjoying the time on earth that you have and not, well, basically just being happy as much as possible when there's no need to be sad, essentially. And one of the things that I think people spend a lot of time feeling sad about when they don't need to be is their age. And essentially, we should be enjoying our age the whole time that we have it, because you've only got like one moment that you are that age. You may as well enjoy that rather than being like sad about it and stuff. And finally, I'm going to be turning 30 next year and I'm 29. And like, I used to watch Friends as like a child, which was like 20 years ago. And so I remember watching Friends and just thinking that all the cast members were super old. And I've recently been watching it again with my flatmate because of her mum died and she likes it. And we watched this one episode where all the cast members on Friends basically turned 30. And I'm there like, these really, really old people in my mind are suddenly about to turn 30 and having like midlife crises and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? And my brain just sort of melted a bit. The fact that they were sort of so panicking about being the super old age, which I actually happen to be now. I'm like, oh God, I should probably like do something. But then like I quickly got over it. It was like, actually, yeah, 30 is going to be awesome and I'm going to enjoy it and life is cool. And so these are some of the things that I thought might help people deal with their age, whatever age you are, whether you're 30 or 15 or 80, doesn't really matter. It's just general principles. So firstly, I thought I'd break down why people get scared about their age or just don't like it. Three main reasons. So one, your impending death. You're always getting older and you're only going to have a finite amount of time on the earth and people don't really want to die. So it's a logical thing. You can understand why people might be scared of dying. The second one is that you probably look less attractive. Your skin ages. You maybe start getting fatter and things and less sporty and all this stuff. Yeah, you're less able and these things. So that's another good reason to not enjoy getting older. Again, understandable. And I guess the third one is expectations. For me, like watching Friends, I sort of thought that by the time I was that age, I'd be like sort of knowing what I was doing with my life and very sorted and like a very sensible person, you know, wife maybe, and sort of thinking about kids and like a house somewhere and like a job that I really enjoy or something. Yeah, you just sort of expect that like your life's going to be sort of starting at some point in like in the way that it is in your imagination, but it never quite like actually gets to being sort of reality kind of thing. So you sort of always have these expectations that you're never quite meeting. So yeah, you get kind of down as you reach these ages that seem like milestones in your brain for what you should be doing, but you're not actually doing what you expect. And again, that is quite understandable.
Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Many people do. And personally, I'm not very good at sleeping. My mind keeps on doing things. I can get stressed because I take on too many things all at once. And I've had some chronic pain since shattering my leg. If you wanted something that helps, then Feels is a premium CBD oil, which can be delivered directly to your doorstep and has come directly to mine, which naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Been rather handy having it, thanks to Feels. Yeah, you just place a few drops of the CBD oil under your tongue and you can feel the difference within minutes. If you're new to CBD, it doesn't actually make you high as such, but they also have a free hotline for you to talk to about your experience in case you're worried and want some help about what's going on. But I would really recommend it. It works quite naturally and there's no like high or hangover or addiction and stuff. And yeah, if you join the community, you can get it every month and you can save money on your orders. And it's really like they've done a good job of researching how they're doing all this stuff. So I like the product, and yeah, it just has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. If you have any of these issues, you can become a member by going to feels.com/growth and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, which is spelled not how it sounds. So it's feals.com/growth to become a member and get 50% off automatically from your first order with free shipping. So feels.com/growth.
So I now want to talk to you why none of these things should matter and how you can be super happy about it all. So, okay, the first one, back to the impending death. If you think about death, it's kind of nothing. It's just non-existence. And that's not really a bad thing as such. It's just, it's literally nothing. It's like, you can't even feel it or sense it. So if you think about like good things, that could be like a 10 on like this scale of like nice stuff or bad stuff. And if you think about like really epically horrible things, that could be like a minus 10. Death is just a naught. It's right in the middle. You don't have to deal with anything. Nothing's happening at all. So there's nothing really to be scared about. It's not like you have any sort of like, shit, I wish I was doing this, because if you're not there thinking. And so it's not really a problem as such to be dead. It's actually much worse to be scared of dying, because that's probably a status of like a -5 or a -3 or maybe a -10, depending on how scared you are about it, which is worse than death, which is a naught. So why the hell are you like wasting time whilst you are alive worrying about the status of death, which is just non-existence? So you're making like the only time that you have to be existing a worse thing than the actual non-existence is going to be. So it's just quite a stupid logical thing to be doing to yourself. Well, illogical thing to be doing to yourself, worrying about your impending doom, because it's going to happen and you may as well just make the most of the very short amount of time that you have on the earth and stop worrying so much about it. Because if it's just unhelpful for you and others around you, if you are worried and sad, and if you have a birthday and you just sit and cry all the time because if you're worried about things, then like, you know, it could have been a really awesome birthday party, but instead you're ruining it. So stop being stupid and like hating on yourself when actually you should just be happy and not worrying about dying. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Yeah, I really like the principle, but some people, it kind of blows their brains when you think about that you shouldn't really be worried about like a naught level of something, but I like it. Anyway, moving on. Number two, like losing your attractiveness and ability to do things. Okay, so you can stay more attractive a bit if you like work out a lot and you look after your skin and like, you know, wear sun cream as opposed to like burning and stuff. So yeah, one side of it is just be a bit more caring of yourself and don't do things that are bad for your body and eat shit that sort of gives you spots or whatever. And the other side is accepting who you are and what you have. So if you think about your body, it's just a vessel for your mind. It's like, it's the only thing that you have on this earth to control. And how it looks isn't so much your problem as such. You just, your mind's in it. That's what it's got. You may as well enjoy what it is. Like, getting stressed about what this body is that you have is just going to cause problems for your mind. It doesn't really do anything useful for you. So you may as well just accept the body that you have. Sure, you can do what you can to improve it if the option's there, but not sort of worry overly about it. You know, some people are just born much more ugly than you might happen to be anyway. Some people are born with like major disabilities and problems and like never got to go and do all the fun sports that you maybe don't get to do as you get older and can't do them anyway. It's like life could have been much worse. You know, some people are born blind and like still enjoy their life. So if your vision starts going down, like it could have been much worse. You just enjoy what you have as it is and not panic about what you're losing as such, which again is like, it's a very positive attitude on things, but just try and cultivate that positive attitude and just accept where you are rather than sort of being sad about what you're maybe losing. And it's not necessarily the easiest thing to just force yourself to do, but it's a very liberating point to reach when you realize you don't need to be stressed about the things that you're losing and be a bit happier with what you have. Because again, you only have limited time on this earth. Why would you spend time worrying about it and making the small amount of time that you have a less enjoyable experience when you may as well enjoy the most of it? Which then moves us on nicely to the very last point about like expectations. And we sort of feel like we should be doing certain things and have all these like thoughts in our minds of what life we should be living and how good it should be right now. And that maybe things don't match up. Or even if they do, we then sort of expect more and want more always. But the way I like to think about life and time is that if you imagine yourself as an artist that's telling a story, and okay, I'll backtrack a bit. So we already know about like the importance of the stories we tell ourselves. So the last few things are like the stories we tell ourselves about our situation and like whether we should be worrying or not about death, whether we should be like worried about how our body looks or all the stories about how capable we are. Anything is just all the story, like whether we think we can go and do something awesome or whether we can't. It's like a big part of how we feel. But there's the whole other story that we have that we're literally building that moment by moment, which is the story of our life. And sure, we get to tell other people bits of our story, but the only person that experiences the whole story of your life is yourself, because you are there in every single moment of it. And you may as well amuse yourself as much as possible and enjoy the story that you have that is unfolding in front of your eyes, because that's all you have and it's sort of permanent. So you may as well make it interesting. And so one, worrying about things as you're going along to make your story a bit worse. But if you think of yourself as an artist, back to that, you can think of time as like your canvas, and you only have like this amount of time. And as you're going along through your years or your day, that is you writing or painting on your canvas of time. And you only get like one chance to paint a story on any given day and year, etc. So you may as well paint the most interesting thing you can in like the time window that you happen to be. And you may as well celebrate the moment that you're in and make it enjoyable, so that you can look back on your life and say it was like an interesting story of like beautiful art, as opposed to like something that you didn't enjoy. And it's a really empowering and nice way to think about life, I feel. And I don't know, when I thought about it, I just sort of was like, oh yeah, this is really quite cool. I can think of myself as an artist just permanently like creating an interesting life as I'm going along. And it's, yeah, it just makes you like reframe how you're doing things in a really nice way, and makes it much easier to enjoy whatever birthday you happen to be in, because you realize that, sure, I'm about to turn 30. Well, after that, I'll be 31 and so on. And this is my only chance to be 30. I may as well enjoy the 30 period, rather than like, shit, I'm turning 30. I haven't done enough with my life. Oh, this is so terrible, or whatever. You just sort of make the most of where you are at and paint an interesting picture of that year. Yeah, thinking of yourself as an artist is basically probably my biggest top tip here. And just creating a fun life and stories as you go along is really, really cool. So yeah, is this a short podcast that's just sort of designed to make you panic less about aging and just seize the day a bit more and just reflect on the fact that life is short and may as well be spent being happy, making the most of it, as opposed to worrying about things or doing things that you don't enjoy, or just having yourself in like a negative mindset about something when there's no reason to be negative. And that is the summary. Death is nothing. It's just non-existent. It's fine. Wouldn't worry about it. Like, your body is your body. Your mind's more important, and how you feel in your mind is up to your mind. You may as well just accept the body that you have and not really worry about it so much, because of your mind's more important. And why would you make hurt or damage your mind just because of this thing that you've got that you can't change? And then think of yourself as an artist telling the story of your life in real time to yourself as you traverse through the years of your life, because that is the only canvas that you have to tell yourself this story. So you may as well make the most of it. And most people won't actually hear that much about it, so it doesn't matter what other people think. You may as well make it interesting for you. And that is that. Enjoy getting older. And if it's anyone's birthday, point them in the direction of this podcast if you think they're a bit sad. Thank you very much. Sam out.
You've just listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating, as these go a really long way. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will, or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show, or you just want to chat, then please reach out to me on Twitter at SamHarrisTweets or Instagram at SamJamSnaps. Show notes and other links to topics discussed in the episodes are available at the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Give yourself a big hug from me. If you're with a friend, give them a hug as well. And I hope you enjoy your next podcast.